ship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices and pray to the Lord. I lift my eyes unto these hills. Almighty God has made. Each mountain shouts, each valley clears to sing the Savior's praise. Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices and praise to the Lord. Lord, I put my trust in you. Never be ashamed. Mighty arm has rescued me, and I will praise.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a deacon meeting directly following, directly following this service in the conference room. And we will be listening tonight at the 5 o'clock service to Pastor Otero, who will be starting a new series on the book of Galatians, and which concerns the divisional doctrines in the church today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, how can God's justice be perfect without any real penalty? At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will teach the series, continued teaching the series, Magic Works, and which is subtitled Enriching Your Marriage and Encouraging Others. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 19, The God of Abraham Praised. Let us continue now our worship with hymn number 216, Look to the Lamb of God. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 129, At the Cross.
Standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into Thy presence in the name of Jesus, our High Priest, and we are more than delighted in presenting to You this service, not only because of the fact that we are commanded to meet together. The Bible said, no forsaking the assembly of Yourself together, but also, Father, we are here to present to You our devotions, our love, and our desire to learn more and more from Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for the preciousness of the oracles of God. We thank You, Lord, that Your Word is infallible. We thank You, Lord, that we can draw from Your Word as the manna of life and learn not only in our spiritual life, but also in our mental and our physical life. Lord, it is a complete book for all of us. And we as a church body are fed through that book. Thank You, Father. Now, Father, we pray for those who are also our missionaries and do the same. Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then, Lord, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center right here in America in Gilroy, for the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the Motorsport Ministries, and especially for Daniel as he has this medical case on him, and then for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Missions. We thank you, Lord, they and each of their fields are doing the same as we do, presenting the Lord Jesus Christ as the center of our life, as the Savior of our soul. And then, Father, we are more than delighted this morning because Lori Campana is with us. We thank you. We have prayed for a long, long time. And through all this experience, our church has been the right hand of their family. And, Father, now you reward us with her presence. We love her, and she loves us, and we all love you. And we thank you, Father, for this gift that you have given us today. And Jesus, we are more than glad to have Mrs. Campana with all of us. We thank you, Lord, for your provision and for your care of the ministry. And so we pray that you bless the giver and you bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1148. We will be reading John chapter 1, verses 15 through 29. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. John chapter 1, verses 15 through 29. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke, that he comes after me, is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Art thou Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not.' 'Art thou that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then said they unto him, 'Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, 'Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me, a preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose.' These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, 'Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.'" Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our great Father, we thank you for your written word, without which we'd be ignorant. We thank you that you have had mercy on us, and through that word and by your power, we can begin to understand who you are and understand that you have created us for yourself. We thank you for the law, which we read is just and holy and good, and that reveals the extent of our sin before your holiness. How wonderful it is to contemplate the great abundance of grace that has come through the Lord Jesus Christ in paying for the debt we owe and whose life has been put to our account. Our confidence is in him who is the truth. Lord, help us to live according to your will. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with your guidance and wisdom as he brings the great truths from the scriptures which you would have us hear today. Bless us also with understanding, and those also who listen on the radio and internet and tape and CD. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.